Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And what a blessing that is, that we get to come week by week with the good message of liberty and talking about those things and talking about freedom. We're going to discuss that a little bit more today as well, but I want to say good morning. This is Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, and I'm going to go ahead and say good morning to all of our listeners as well. We appreciate those listening in here on Tuesday on WATA 1450, and also our listeners on Saturday, the Saturday replay of this radio broadcast on WZAP 690 AM in Bristol, Virginia, and then also our listeners in Watertown, South Dakota on 89.1 FM, The Truth. We appreciate Brother Whittemore and the radio ministry that God has given to their church. What a blessing that is. And we certainly appreciate the opportunity to be on the radio in South Dakota as well. So it's a great honor and privilege to be able to come week after week representing the glorious cause of liberty. Let me just take a moment to invite you to Mount Lebanon Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, we'd love for you to come and visit with us. We're located 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. That is just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. We have Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Then we have our 11 a.m. Sunday morning worship service. This coming third Sunday night, we're going to have a special service. The Nathan Kirkman family is going to be with us. He is a missionary to Utah, but his family sings, and they're going to be with us. So that's the third Sunday night coming up. Of course, this Sunday night's going to be Mother's Day, or it is Mother's Day. So maybe you men and sons think about that between now and then. This coming Sunday is going to be Mother's Day. So I need a little reminder about things like that from time to time, so we'll pass that along to you. Of course, if you're like me, you'll forget about it between now and then. But anyway, we're going to get started today. And I want to mention also, before we get started, Brother Michael Green over at the Bible Way Baptist Church, they are going to have a special meeting coming up. This is going to be May the 22nd through the 24th. And they're having a Hope of Israel regional conference and camp meeting on Israel, prophecy, and the end times. And so that's May the 22nd through the 24th at Bible Way Baptist Church. Their evening speakers are going to be Daniel Freed and Tony Hudson. And they're going to be preaching each night. And then during the day on Thursday and Friday, beginning at 1:30 p.m., they are going to be having services then as well, and there's going to be preachers called from the floor, and I'm supposed to preach one of those days. I'm not sure yet, but I am looking forward to that and being with the good folks at Bible Way, and so I wanted to mention that, and we'll mention it again between now and then. But as we begin today, what I want to do, I want to play a clip from a speech for you. This speech was given on May 3rd, just a few days ago, by Taya Kyle at the annual NRA meeting. They had the meeting this year in Texas, but Taya Kyle is the widow of Chris Kyle. Chris, some of you may remember me mentioning this back in February, but Chris Kyle was fatally shot at a gun range back in February. Chris was a Navy SEAL expert sniper. He had 160 confirmed kills, which is a U.S. Military record for a sniper. Now, when I was growing up, I read Marine Sniper, the story of Carlos Hathcock. And I remember reading that as a teenager, and I've read it several times. And he was a sniper during the Vietnam era. But Chris Kyle, he holds the record now for the most confirmed kills. He had 5 combat tours in Iraq. And this clip that I'm going to play for you this morning is only about a minute long. So I want you to hear what Taya Kyle has to say about freedom. It's only a minute, so pay close attention. She gave this speech just a few days ago in Texas at the annual NRA meeting.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here with you today. America needs people like you who are willing to stand up and fight for part of what makes America great. In the next few minutes, I want to share my personal perspective of what you are doing when you expend your time and energy to protect our freedoms. Not just those protected by the Second Amendment, but all of them. I'm sure you know the reason I'm here speaking to you today instead of my husband, Chris Kyle. I challenge anyone to tell me there isn't evil in this world. From the days of Cain and Abel, we know all too well there will always be evil. But that evil shouldn't take away our freedoms. In fact, the only way to defeat evil is by taking advantage of our freedoms. And so...
All right, that cut out just a couple of times, but I wanted you to hear that this morning, and I would encourage anybody to go to the NRA.org website, and if you will go to View All Speeches, you can see her speech. It's only about 15 minutes long. But I want to read once again what she said. This is one of the best statements on freedom that I have heard in a long time. And she said, I challenge anyone to tell me there isn't evil in this world. From the days of Cain and Abel, we know all too well there will always be evil. But that evil shouldn't take away our freedoms. In fact, the only way to defeat evil is by taking advantage of our freedoms. I heard that a few days ago, and I thought, my, what a great statement that is concerning freedom. And there's been volumes and volumes of books and speeches and talk about freedom for hundreds and thousands of years. But what a great way to sum that up. The only way to defeat evil is by taking advantage of our freedoms. We ought to take advantage of our freedoms, whether that is freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to go to the polls and vote, the freedoms that are guaranteed to us in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, whatever these freedoms are. And I like that she mentioned not only the freedoms in the Second Amendment, but all of our freedoms. All of our freedoms are of utmost importance. And so I wanted to share that with you today. Now, I've read quite a bit about Chris Kyle, and I think he's truly one of our modern day heroes. What he did is just astounding. Of course, there's always people behind the scenes that are working together as a team to get things done in the military. In fact, the majority of people that serve faithfully and do their job faithfully, you never hear about them. You never learn their name. You may never even know what somebody did during a time of war, but it is truly a concerted effort to come together. And then when somebody like Chris Kyle, you'll hear about him and what he's done, but you always know that there's a lot of people that are working behind the scenes. But he's truly a modern-day American hero. And just a side note to let you know where we are in America along these lines, I was doing some study about this, and even back in February it was mentioned when he was killed, but Mr. Obama, he has yet to even acknowledge the tragic death of Chris Kyle, who's a modern-day American hero. But last week when Jason Collins, if you've not heard about this, Jason Collins, he's a pro NBA basketball player. He announced that he was gay, came out, and I don't know who he told about it, but it's been all over the news. Mr. Obama did call him, made it a point to call him. And an article I read about that, and this is some quotations from that conversation confirmed by the White House. It said he called him. He wanted to express his support and tell Collins that he was impressed by his courage, and also that he couldn't be prouder of him. Well, the Bible has a verse or two for that. I'm sure there's more, but I'm going to read a couple this morning. Proverbs 25 and verse number 19 says, "Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth or a foot out of joint." And James chapter 1 verse number 8 says this, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And I realize you may think, well, you're just being alarmist about these things or extreme, but in what I'm saying. But the evidence in America is that our freedom is quickly diminishing. The evidence that our freedoms are going away is undeniable. If you look at the newspaper headlines every day, and I do that, I read, I try to keep up with what's going on. There are so many things that are going on that are restrictive of our freedoms, and sometimes even constitutional freedoms just outright done away with, ignored and not paid any attention to. I was looking at the news today, and there's a headline, "The Department of Homeland Security is buying millions of rounds of ammunition." And one of the congressmen up in Washington, he's been trying to get some answers from Janet Napolitano about why the Department of Homeland Security. Now, this is not a military force. This is supposed to be an agency that watches over the homeland. Why are they buying up? And he says, and he is accusing them of trying to dry up the supply of ammunition in America. I read another headline, and we could give many, many examples of this today, but the U.S. government is monitoring all phone calls, all emails, and all internet activity. What you think you are doing in the privacy of your own home, you're actually not doing in the privacy of your own home. Your communications, one with another, the people that you call or that you email, somebody else is seeing and watching what you're doing. This is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, not to mention the attacks on the Second Amendment that are going on. We are suffering in America an epidemic of double-mindedness. And you ought to find that verse in James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable. Now, if something is unstable, it is dangerous. It says the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We're suffering an epidemic of double-mindedness from the top all the way down. Our government right now, for example, is actively involved in supplying arms to people in other countries in the name of democracy. And, of course, our government has been involved in things of this nature for years and years and years. I don't know how far you could go back, but I suppose in one way or another you could go back several generations, and where our government has supplied in the name of democracy or in the name of goodness, trying to help subvertly, you know, not going right into a country, but trying to intervene where there's a dictator, for example, where there is a violation of human rights, where there has been dictators who have been killing their own people and putting people in prison, things like that. You know, our military went in when Noriega was down in Panama, for example. And so this is not something new, but something that is very recent is our involvement in the Middle East. We have our nation giving money to Egypt, to Libya. Right now in the newspaper this morning, there was talk about what's going on in Syria. And I was going to come today and talk about Syria specifically and what the Bible says about Damascus. And that is very interesting. Isaiah chapter number 17, there's a prophecy over there concerning Damascus that says Damascus shall be taken away and never inhabited again. That has never taken place. And Damascus over in Syria is one of the oldest inhabited, continually inhabited cities in the whole wide world. It goes all the way back to the book of Acts. And Paul, Saul, when he met the Lord on the road to Damascus, you can go on Google Earth and go over there and find the street called Straight right now, even today. And so this has been continually inhabited ever since then. Well, the Bible says that Damascus will be taken away and shall not be inhabited again. It's very interesting. Well, that is what I was going to talk about, but I sort of got led in a different direction there. But one of the articles I was reading and studying about that talked about that the United States of America was considering supplying arms to the people in Syria, the rebels over there, in order to help them overthow the Assad regime. And so our government is involved in supplying arms to people in other countries so that they can be free and they can have democracy. But right here in America, our right to keep and bear arms is continually being attacked and being taken away, or trying to be taken away. I'm glad they're not having much success, but the way they do things, they'll keep on and on and little by little and little by little. And so we see that this is not going to go away anytime soon. But evidently, we're talking about a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Evidently, if we look at what's going on in the world and in our own government, it's all right to fight against tyranny in other countries. But right here in America, we should remain silent. And we should even be suspect of anyone that even suggests the possibility of there being such a thing as domestic tyranny. You know, we hear the phrase all the time, domestic terrorist, domestic terrorist. What about domestic tyranny? What about attempts in our country to take away our basic rights and freedoms? That's a form of tyranny as well. And if you study the Second Amendment, it's not there so that people in America can go deer hunting or so that they can go target shooting. It's there to prevent government tyranny. And so there's two sides to this thing. There's evidently one way that we operate in other countries, but in our own country, we do exactly the opposite of what we're trying to do in other countries. I noticed the other day that down in Florida, and this has been about a week ago, and you can go there and you can read about it yourself, but there's a sheriff down there that he got a grant for $1 million to institute a program in his county that if you had and here's what he said. He said, if you have a neighbor that hates the government, we want you to call us. And how interesting that is. If you have a neighbor that hates the government, we want you to call us, and we're going to take this $1 million and what we're going to do. And it was all under the guise of preventing crime, preventing terrorism, or something like that. And he said, we want you to call us, and we're going to go down, we're going to knock on their door. And so it ought to concern us, things like this going on in our country. Mr. Obama, he gave the commencement address at Ohio State last week, and I got that. I'd heard a little bit about the speech that he gave, and I pulled it up on the website, and I read about it. The theme was citizenship, and he talked about it over and over and over again in his speech, talking about, you know, you're graduating, you're going to go out, be good citizens, and a lot of things we could comment on. But one thing I'd heard about, and I wanted to go there and read it for myself, he said this in that speech. He said, unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also doing their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. And then he said, you should reject these voices. And as I read that speech and I looked down through the things that he said about citizenship, it dawned on me that King George himself could have come to America over 200 years ago in 1775, and he could have made the same plea to a group of graduates at a college commencement that Mr. Obama made in his speech. He could have said the same things. Now, don't you listen to that Patrick Henry and that Benjamin Franklin and that John Hancock and those fiery preachers that are going up and down through the colonies talking about freedom and liberty and tyranny, all of these things. King George could have said to the British citizens at that time in the American colonies, you should reject these voices. You just be good citizens and everything else will be all right. We'll take care of everything. Now, I do not believe that government in and of itself is a bad thing. Government is a good thing. Government is a God-ordained thing. It is ordained for good. This is what the Bible teaches. Romans chapter 13 and verse number 4, it's talking about the powers that be. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So government is ordained of God, and it is ordained to protect the good and to punish the evil or the bad. So government is a good thing, and it is ordained of God. What God's people, what patriotic people ought to be against is tyranny. And if we study history, we realize that tyrants use government for their agenda. Mrs. Kyle said, the only way to defeat evil is by taking advantage of our freedoms. I've said before, and I don't know if I read this somewhere, I've said it so much, I don't know if I said it or if somebody else said it and I've copied it. But I've said this for years, if we do not use our freedoms to protect our freedoms, we do not deserve our freedoms. We will not have our freedoms very long. Only foolish people would sit back and let the government have our unquestioning trust and good faith. There are too many examples in history of that very attitude being used by tyrants to become dictators and to oppress and persecute the people. And it ought to alarm us as we see, if you want to know what tyranny in America would look like, just look in Boston, for example, what happened a couple of weeks ago. Not the bombing, but I've talked about this, how that the police force that looked very much like a military force went house to house and door to door and knocked and entered uninvited without a warrant and searched houses and run people out of their houses and terrorized people while they were safe and secure in their own homes. That's what tyranny in America or any other country would look like. I heard a Russian man talking about that on the news, and he said it looked like something out of a Russian communist government, something that would go on. And so things like this ought to concern us. But you know, if that come to that in America, it wouldn't be just the Muslim terrorist, but it would be most likely gun owners, patriots, anybody that's put anything on Facebook that could be considered anti-government, that's what is being monitored. That's what is being looked like. Patriots, Christians. There was an article last week where that the Pentagon had come out and said that Christians could be court-martialed in the military for sharing their faith, even chaplains. That's crazy. That is insane that would come to that place, or we could come to this place in America. I wanted to read something to you. This is concerning a man named Adolf Eichmann. Adolf Eichmann was Adolf Hitler's man who was in charge of the concentration camps. And this is taken from sworn testimonies that seen Mr. Eichmann go to the Jewish people and persuade them to get on the trains to go to the death camps. And Eichmann, this is from a book entitled How to Kill 11 Million People. I've referred to it before. But Eichmann would appear before a gathering of the entire ghetto. And this from sworn statements, these were very likely his exact words. He said this, Jews, He was addressing the Jewish people. Jews, at last it can be reported to you that the Russians are advancing on our Eastern Front. I apologize for the hasty way we brought you into our protection. Unfortunately, there was little time to explain. You have nothing to worry about. Let me tell you something. I'm going to stop right there. When somebody from the government comes along and says you have nothing to worry about, you'd better be worried. There's a lot of examples I could give. But he said, you have nothing to worry about. We want only the best for you. You will leave here shortly and be sent to very fine places indeed. You will work there. Your wives will stay at home and your children will go to school. You will have wonderful lives. We will all be terribly crowded on the trains, but the journey is short. Men, please keep your families together and board the rail cars in an orderly manner. Quickly now, my friends, we must hurry. And it says the Jewish husbands and fathers were relieved by the explanation and comforted by the fact that there weren't more armed soldiers. They helped their families into the rail cars. The containers, designed to transport 8 cows, were each packed with a minimum of 100 human beings and quickly padlocked. At that moment, they were lost. The trains rarely stopped until well inside the gates of Auschwitz, Belzec, Sobibor, Treblinka, and on it goes. But we're not talking about something that took place in ancient history thousands of years ago. We're talking about something that took place, and my grandparents, and many of you, your grandparents, and maybe even listening in today, many of you remember hearing about such things. There is evil in the world. And we go back to what Miss Kyle said in her speech. She said, and I've lost my place there, but she said, the only way to defeat evil is by taking advantage of our freedoms. And oh, how we need to be thankful for and take advantage of the freedoms that we have in America today. And so the Bible says in James chapter 1, verse number 8, and this is worth underlining, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Everything a double-minded man does, he is unstable in all of his ways. Oh, how we need stability in this day and time. And so we must pray for our nation and pray for one another and stand up for our freedoms and know what is going on in the world round about us. Don't ever be guilty of just sitting back and just thinking, well, everything's going to be fine. Somebody else is going to take care of it. You are responsible for keeping your freedom. And so I appreciate everyone listening in today. We do encourage you to pray for our nation and our leaders and one another. We see our time is quickly coming gone today. Noah's going to come, and he's going to give the contact information.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wynn Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.